mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned. It's Tuesday. We're going to start off with the Blueprint Power Hour, where Coach Rob Regish answers your questions about training, nutrition, and much more. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by two listeners of the show, Bobby Cooper and Darod. Gee, I'm going to forget Darod's last name. I apologize for this right now. But anyway, an interesting conversation that actually started with Bobby Cooper and I, that evolved into a challenge, Darod McCall. I'm putting this out there as probably the first Superhuman Radio challenge we've ever done. And the show is going to be called Drop and Give Me 20, and you'll understand why in just a minute. But without further delay, let's get Rob on the air.
Prepare to experience calling all Blueprint Army.
You know, sometimes, just sometimes.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing well, man. We are back, right? What's it been, 2 weeks? Seems like
Right. I asked for a week off, and then you lost a pooch.
Yeah. Sadly,
and so you needed a week off, and...
Thank you for mentioning something about him on air. You know, Noah was a wonderful dog, and that meant a lot to me that you did that.
Golden Retriever, right?
Yep, he was a golden, and we still have his sister here. First couple of days she was a little lonely, but we're doing everything we can to, you know, give her a lot of extra attention and love.
Getting old sucks, even for dogs.
Yeah, it really does. Although, you know what? She is 11, and she is as spry as any 5-year-old, honest to God.
Were both of them fixed?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm assuming the answer is yes, but I can ask my wife.
Yeah, I would just be curious. You know, The female of the species seems to outlive the male of the species pretty much across the board. I just think that's an interesting phenomenon, that's why.
Yeah, sure is.
What's new 2 weeks behind us? What's new? What's going on? Any special announcements to make?
Well, no special announcements per se, but, you know, I was on here maybe 3 weeks ago talking about how Synthogen was very low stock. And, sure enough, a week ago now, maybe a little longer, it sold out completely, and we won't be getting any for at least another 4 to 6 weeks. So,
oh, man.
I know. There's a lot of people out there that tried telling me, oh, you're just doing this to increase sales. And one guy actually called me up, and he says, look, he says, I know you got some. He says, I just need, you know, 2 bottles.
He wants some of your private stash.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, listen, if I had Synthogen, I'd be selling it to you. I myself... and down to half a bottle, and it's going to be a long time before I get any because Mass and I have an agreement, you know, customers first. So everybody that's got an order in, you know, taking pre-orders on what's coming in next, you guys are going to get it before I am.
Well, Elise is in California on business this week. I'm stealing some of hers. That's all I can do. I'm sorry. Don't
you
tell
know,
her.
Better yet, go without it. Then you'll really find out how good it is.
So, Simon Revelio says, I enjoy past episodes where you talk about the supplements of yesteryear. I'm curious, did you ever use Cybergenics? Was there anything to it? What was Cybergenics, Rob?
Cybergenics, well, for those unfamiliar, that was a bodybuilding kit sold in the late 80s and early 90s by a fellow named Scott Chinnery.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, you know, he was kind of a peculiar guy. He had interests ranging from bodybuilding to homemade guitars. I'm almost certain he's passed on. Definitely died early. But anyway, of note was Cybergenics, and in particular how it differed from everything sold before it, and in a lot of ways, everything since. So it's 1987, and my interest in bodybuilding is really starting to take hold. And I walk into a health food store, and there it is in a brilliant blue package box. I'll never forget it. Cybergenics. Included in each box was, I'd say, half a dozen or so bottles containing isolates 1 through whatever, 6 or 7. I don't recall what each one contained, but I do recall things like, oh, there was a sublingual B12 with DMG, I think it was. I also recall most of the isolates being various amino acids, and at least one of them being L-arginine-based. But more important, there was a videotape that was included. And this was the big one, it was a book on how to train and eat. So after thoroughly studying that book and the videotape, I tore into it with a vengeance. Most memorable were the workouts. I will never forget those. As an example, right, here was the leg day. Free bar squats, regular barbell squats. You go to failure, then you strip the weight by 50%, and then you strip it again, all the way to failure, followed immediately thereafter by jumps until your legs gave out, followed by extreme stretching. And really, most of the workouts were like that, including the upper body. So it really was, I'd call it my first exposure to intensification techniques. The bottom line was, if you followed the program, just the training and the diet to a T, you know, there's no escape from hard work in the gym, which, to nobody's surprise, contributed to success.
Right.
So people still laugh about it, but the truth is, Cybergenics was the first supplement company to approach things in a comprehensive manner, meaning it showed people how to train, diet, and supplement to maximize results instead of take 2 pills daily and, you know, we'll see you in 30 days. In fact, I would tell you they were among the first to advocate training fasted, and I remember reading that, and it blew my mind. I'd never heard of such a thing. They were the first to advocate nitric oxide or NO2 products without using those terms, and other things like rest pause training. They probably weren't the first with that, but extreme stretching, a lot of the things that, you know, today are associated with dog crap training.
Right. I was just going to say Dante Trudell kind of revived all that.
Yeah. So in an era that was defined by useless supplements, Cybergenics at least acknowledged more went into it than just popping pills. So finally, they were really, you want to talk about first, to leverage the before and afters picture game. You know, the supposed progress in just weeks from the before to the after, it was absolutely outrageous. But it did help to sell more than a few of them. Not until something called IcaPro and then Metrics later did we see another, I would call it, comprehensive attempt at body transformations. I haven't seen it since, but I'm sure it'll come around.
So right now at superhumanradio.net, you can get a free ebook, and this is really an ebook.
Yeah.
Written by Dr. Jeff Gallini, a former IFBB pro and scientist behind All-American EFX, EFX Sports, and All-American Pharmaceutical Products, for free.
Yeah.
It's called Build a Lean, Mean Muscle Machine by Dr. Jeff Gallini. If you go to superhumanradio.net, you get the ebook for free.
That'd be awesome.
And he's got meal plans in. What made me think about it is what you said. He's got meal plans in there. He's got training strategies, and he's got supplementation strategies.
Yeah. And that's how it should be.
Okay, so the next question comes from Noah John. He said, I'd like to know more about what you're doing for leg training these days. What's the optimal routine for power and size? Also, are you still doing pistol squats?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to cover here. So I'll start with how I'm able to train legs again, or more accurately, how I'm able to free bar squat, box squat. You've probably heard me drone on about convict conditioning and And with good reason. You know, the bridging series has effectively fixed my lower back. You know, knock on wood. Provided I bridge just once a week, my back feels like I was 20 years old again. And that's the honest to God the truth. Now, some may question that, but hear me out. I have invested good time and money in acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractic, weird herbs, all this stuff to deal with back pain. And while some things, like chiro, I certainly still believe in, nothing has worked like bridging. In fact, my back felt so good, I decided a free bar squat again. Just test the waters, right? Specifically box squatting for a number of reasons. Several, in fact. For one, you'll always know how you'll always know you went low enough, assuming you set up a parallel box. Second, it's static overcome by dynamic work. You know, meaning you move the weight from a dead stop. You know, that builds hellacious strength out of a hole, which is where most people lose the lift. Third, you recover faster from box squatting versus other variations. And finally, it forces you to perform an honest lift. And you all know what I'm talking about. As the squats get heavier, people usually cut depth and they're higher. So by squatting onto a box, you effectively remove all cheating from the movement, and it's much better for your knees. So training now revolves around working up to a heavy triple on the box squat, keeping a rep or two in the tank, which is great advice for anyone. I'm adding 10 pounds a week at this point, and I'm going to exhaust linear progression before moving on to some of the more intricate loading patterns and things I have. Exercise number two is the leverage squat. I look to perform two hard work sets using 5-second negatives that I lift it upwards as explosively as possible. You know, you're going to have to check your ego at the door and greatly reduce the weight, but the strength comes fast. You know, I started at, 500 for 7 reps. Now I'm up to, I did 620 for 7 last night, yesterday. And it's a little wonder, given the study showing people who control the negative like that gain up to 5-fold, get greater strength levels than people who just drop the weight. From there, I do 2 sets of glute ham raises. I'll use a strong blue band, plus the 40, or I'm actually up to a 50-pound dumbbell now. Lately, I've just been doing it with body weight, you know, and you'll be surprised how easy it is after using things like bands. And then also, you know, my abs are worked on a separate day. I like to train those every other day, and they become extremely important. Things like box squatting and squatting of all types. Finally, you know, take note of how all this started. I previously could not squat, given I had a quote-unquote glass back, you know, for almost 20 years. What turned all this around? Information, once again, information I had read in a book literally allowed me to fix my back and then some. So, you know, I invested in $44 of information, and it has given me my back back. It wasn't a pill, a powder, or a potion. It was a book. And I can honestly say every breakthrough I've ever experienced came from the same. It was information. So for the love of God, invest in some quality information this month versus supplements. And that comes from a guy that sells supplements. Take that for what it's worth.
All right, and on that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have a really good question from Chad Blackack. Yep. B-L-A-C-K-A-C-K. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There
today
is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime, and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
I don't know if this is a typo or not, but the next question comes from Chad Blackack. He says, I listened to an old show where you discussed depression. Mind speaking to that again and what you found to be effective? I'm okay now, but the winter is coming, and my depression gets a lot worse in the winter.
Yeah, you know, I make no secret of my history with what I'll call moderate to severe depression. But it's important to understand how I got from moderate to severe, and then back to no depression, right? Because it could well save a life. So ever since the age of 15, I've known I'm a little different. Because life for me was a series of very high highs and very low lows. And we're going to talk today about the lows because that's obviously the more problematic of the two. When I would get low, real low, I figured that that's just how life was. In other words, everybody went through what I did, real low and real high. I had no concept of somewhere and living somewhere in the middle. So when I was low, everything was negative. And in the event there weren't any real things to be depressed about, I just played the what-if game. What if life didn't get any better? What if I lost my job? What if I got divorced or I got injured? You know, that way there's always plenty to worry about. So sometime around June 2010, it got really bad, worse than it had ever been. So bad that I actually asked for help. And that is by all, you know, look, that's not a bad thing. But what happened to me next certainly was. The medical establishment got a hold of me. And I gained a real understanding for why these people say they practice medicine. So first, the solution was to give me Xanax, or more accurately, its generic equivalent, lorazepam. It did two things almost immediately. It made my depression worse, and it gave me instant amnesia. I couldn't remember where I parked my car, never mind more important matters. Next, I got into counseling with someone who did absolute jack to help me feel better. Now, you always got to remember, there are good and bad counselors, just like there are good and bad doctors. So my next step was a doctor. And over the course of the next several years, he prescribed me various antidepressants. And so as my circumstances got worse, they prescribed me more and more. In fact, All of my what-if scenarios, and then some, became real. The depression was getting worse and worse. I nearly lost my life. You guys know that story. I've told it to you. I did lose my job. I did get divorced almost at the same time. I did get injured pretty seriously. And I had no home. I had no idea where I was going, how I was going to live day
to
day.
I got to jump in here. Those circumstances, which I've also experienced some of those circumstances, you legitimately had a reason to be depressed and stressed out and freaked out and anxiety-driven. Absolutely. And no one should be ashamed of that or think that there's something wrong with them any more than sitting in a funny movie and belly laughing. No one would go to you, wow, you're a little too happy. I think there's something wrong with you. No, that's a normal response to what's going on. And your situation, that was a normal response to have your world literally ripped out from under you and have the instability that pushed into your life.
Yep, it sure was. It sure was. And around that time, one of my doctors prescribed me Lexapro. Never in my life have I had suicidal thoughts until I got on that stuff.
Damn. And you know what? Look, I don't care if we miss another question. This is an important topic because suicide is a big deal today. What they don't tell you when we hear about someone committing suicide, they never ever mention that they are or have been or were recently put on SSRIs.
Yeah. Hey,
look, when I was getting divorced, my first attorney, Peter, no last name, I'm not going to give it, I didn't know he was just put on antidepressants when he handled my case. He gave me such bad information, but I can't be mad at the guy because 3 months later, he committed suicide.
Oh, gee.
So every time I hear about a suicide, in the back of my head, I always say to myself, I bet they were on antidepressants. Why?
Yeah.
Why the FDA and agencies that have jurisdiction aren't going, what the F? Like, kids are committing suicide because of antidepressants. Adults are committing. We need to stop this crap.
Amen. Amen. And with respect to suicide, I unfortunately have had that experience in my family. a cousin I was living with around this time, when all this other stuff was going on.
I actually remember this. Good.
Yeah. He hung himself.
Right.
And let me tell you, if you want a good reason to decide against suicide, see what one does to your family. Because after seeing David's body carried out of the woods where he hung himself, and what it did to what was left of my family, I chucked Lexapro and all thoughts of suicide stopped. If you ever feel suicidal, just take whatever pain you're feeling, magnify it 1,000 times, and spread it around to the rest of your family and friends.
Because that's what you're doing. Okay.
So, because when I came back, when I got back home with his father, and the rest of the family were gathered around in the kitchen, the things that were said around that kitchen table, things like people blaming other family members, blaming themselves, you know, anger at David, they will forever, unfortunately, be seared in my memory. And there is no bringing him back. It is a permanent scar that will never go away. At this point, I couldn't take any more, and I probably did the best thing I could have. I canceled all my doctor appointments, and I got back in the gym.
There you go.
And I can tell you from experience, with at least a 6 of their antidepressants, the single best antidepressant in the world is exercise.
Bam. And that's been proven in study after study after study. In fact, in 2008, I did a show that compared Lexapro to exercise in major depressive disorder, and exercise worked better.
So little by little, I climbed out of this hole. And I will say this, though. One prescription drug I did get on that helped immeasurably was testosterone. And I have SHR listener Sean Knirschfield to thank for that, which is another story for another time.
So we have to do that story next week, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
because
sure.
There's testosterone therapy, and then there is effective testosterone therapy. And your first round was just plain old testosterone therapy that actually, over time, made you worse.
Yeah.
So we need to do that story next week, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. So in time, I would find professionals that did help. But I am convinced that without exercise, I would have never found my way out of the abyss. And it wasn't easy. It didn't happen fast enough, but eventually I got to the point today where I'm the happiest I ever been. Man, I have everything. And looking back, my circumstances could have been worse. And in truth, depression makes things seem hopeless. They make it seem, you know, impossible. You'll ever be happy again. That's not true. Because your perception of reality when you're that depressed is distorted either by the disease itself or the drugs that you're on. And I'll also mention this. Alcohol is the worst of the drugs that you can be on, or at least one of them. David got low one night. Okay, it was a Friday night. He was on meds. To be honest, I don't know what he was on, but, you know, he was on them. But he started drinking that night. And when I woke up the next morning, I just saw cops sitting at the kitchen table with his dad telling us where we could find his body. And I am convinced he would have never made that fateful decision were it not for the drinking. There's a reason they call it liquid courage, and that's why. So, finally, you know, understand this. I'm not entirely against medication. I understand some people need it. What I am saying is that to a person, exercise will help. Understanding that the sun, is going to come up tomorrow will help. Knowing that people do care will help. Carl, I don't know how many hours you spent on the phone with me, but I'll never forget that. So if you're listening today and you have a friend that's depressed,
reach out to them.
Take the time to help him or her. Reach out to them. That can be just listening and empathizing with them, or more importantly, giving them hope.
That's what I was just going to say. Anything that adds a glimmer of hope, whether it's even like, hey, let's go out to dinner and a movie tonight, and all of a sudden they have hope that can get them to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you know, these are not weak people because they're depressed. You know, a lot of people look at people who are depressed and they think that it's a weakness. It's not a weakness. It's a chemical imbalance in the brain, just like any other emotion that affects you. But there are things you can do to alter that. And remember, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And you only hurt the living when you kill yourself. You do not do anything else but hurt all the people who loved you. So it's not a solution for anything. If the only time I'd say suicide, and I've thought of this myself, right? Let's say I get to a point in my life where I am really effed up. You know, I'm going to doctors, I'm in hospitals, I'm dragging down the people around me because they're having to care for me. I could say goodbye and take my own life. There's no doubt in my mind I could do it. And I'm so sure of it that it's a scary thought, because I know, like, oh my God, I hope I don't ever get that sick because I'm going to do that. But that's the only time. If you're going out because you're choosing to go, not because you're so unhappy and miserable and life is so distorted. I mean, that's the only time I would say that suicide is acceptable. You know, and in other countries, they let people do that, by the way.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Here's the bottom line. Depression is a horrible disease, but it can be overcome, and people do pull out of it. Don't discount the power of exercise, hormone balancing, vitamin D, melatonin, and being supportive. I only wish I knew these things earlier. And here, I'll even throw this out. If there's anybody out there that's really depressed and suicidal, send me an email or send SHR.
Yes, superhuman on air at superhumanradio.net, and we'll get with you.
I'll take the time, and I've got no problem just talking and listening.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level. That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Stay tuned, top of the hour, the first ever Superhuman Radio Challenge to everybody out there. And everybody can participate in this. Man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. We're going to be joined by Bobby Cooper and Durod McCall to talk about Drop and Give Me 20. Right now we're talking with Coach Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Of course, Mass Pro Synthogen, and other services, products, and intellectual property that Rob puts out to help you be a stronger you tomorrow. So today, this next question comes from Stanislaw Kapinski. I'm always flattered when I hear people mention my name, by the way. Oh, by the way, there's an investigation going on in the supplement industry right now.
Yeah.
And the guy appeared on my show years ago, and the show is actually evidence in the investigation. I'm not saying who sent it, but somebody who's deep into this kind of stuff sent me a snapshot of the evidence list. And the one on the evidence list is an interview on Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio, and it had my name, host Carl Lenore, and all this other stuff. It's pretty funny. So anyway, Stanislaw says, I saw Carl's review of Synthogen and frankly couldn't believe it. Because of the cost, I've never tried it, but I'm starting to believe it might be something that actually works. What else can you tell me about it? I train with ultra high intensity. Most guys can't hold a candle to me, but I'm always looking for an edge. I just need something that doesn't leave me so beat up after training.
Okay. So a couple of things. First, I honestly wasn't surprised by your review, Carl. I get them literally daily. I mean, and this is honest to God, I get emails, private messages, or texts, something, people, daily, from people that are just blown away by it. Even more astounding, there are some from people who have used the products before, for whatever reason, just ran out, you know, or off it for a while, and then they get back on it. So if you're talking recovery from high-intensity exercise, I honestly believe you can't do better. It is just that good. Now, a long time ago, I started mentioning here and running ads on SHR saying that Synthogen would give you steroid-like recovery. That is about as bold a statement as you can make. Here's the incredible part. I have heard from precisely no one that claim was BS, not one person. And believe me, if people drop big money on a supplement, and Synthogen is not cheap, and it doesn't meet their expectations, you know about it right quick.
Yeah.
They'll either complain to me, complain online in some form, probably complain to you, Carl, or something, or, you know, just send it back, ask for a refund. Literally nothing of the sort has happened since I have made that claim, not once, which I'm really proud of. The other thing I'll tell you is it's a lot more than just some amino acids thrown together haphazardly and some other performance enhancers sprinkled in. So, you know, you've taken essential amino acids or hydrolyzed proteins before. This is worlds better, due primarily to the half dozen or so performance enhancers that I've added. Here's a clue for everyone that asked me, hey, what's really in it? Because I get that all the time. How many people in this industry are talking about nucleotide pools? Your answer is zero. Synthogen does that via more than one ingredient, boost nucleotide pools. But the heavy hitter that we use is just too expensive for most companies. So, consequently, they don't include it. They also don't use the same high-grade amino acids and other stuff. Accordingly, you don't have another product out there that works like it. So, hear me out on this last point, though. I well understand the issue of finances. There's just so much out there that you can spend your money on, right? So allow me to show you how to save a lot of money if you're picking Synthogen, and I think you should if you're talking, if you can only afford one product, make it an intra-workout product. Go to bodybuildingsupplements.com. Go to that homepage. You scroll to the bottom and click where it says newsletter alerts and savings vouchers. That will give you an instant cashback coupon, say 15, 30, 35, 70 bucks on your order. So that 15% off order coupon, whatever you want to call it, is literally a click away. And it's a slick move because, as an example, they recently did a 20 or 21% off coupon for a weekend, not just a couple of weeks ago. You know, and that's even better than the usual 15% off Synthogen sale that we typically do. You know, you can also use your Synthogen on training days only. A lot of guys do that. After they take one bottle every day, subsequent bottles, they just take it on training days.
That's how I'm using it now.
Yeah, and you're still getting the recovery.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it really does do what I say it does. I only wish more people could experience it, and I'm hoping that's a way for them to at least order one bottle. It's like I said, it is not a cheap product. It never will be.
But, you know, cheap and affordable are subjective terms.
Yeah.
There are people that will spend $180 a month on cable TV. And then they'll say, wow, a $49 supplement is expensive. It depends on – there's an old saying when I first got into sales when I was a kid. A really, really wise guy named Frank Napoli told me there's only two reasons why someone won't buy something. If they don't understand it.
Yep.
Or if they don't believe it. And they can't believe it if they don't understand it. And
yeah.
So, you know – when it comes to Synthogen, Synthogen's not expensive. It's not more expensive than any other supplement out there. I take basically 12 on training days, 6 before and 6 after. That's what I do.
Yep.
Days off, I don't take them. And that bottle lasted me a long time. Even though I went crazy in the beginning, I was taking 9 and 9 a day because I couldn't believe how good it made me feel. But now I backed it down.
Yeah.
Synthogen's not too expensive.
No.
You don't. If you think it's too expensive... You don't understand what it's doing for you. If you understood what it's doing for you, you wouldn't say it's too expensive.
Right. And you're a big guy. What do you weigh?
I'm 227 right now.
Okay. So, you know, you're 220, you're 230-ish, and you're taking 6 before and 6 after on training days only?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a bottle will last a long time that way.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're training, you know, 4 workouts a week.
And that's, I'm doing 5. I'm doing 5 a week right now.
So and you're doing good. 5 a week. Yeah. And that's, you know, I mean, that's a pretty aggressive.
But even if that only lasted me 2 weeks, what it's doing for me is worth it. I mean, look, I pay an amount of money for HRT. That amount of money, I could say, wow, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But not when I go, oh, hell, what it does for me, it's not. It's actually a bargain.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, you bring up a really good point. I've talked to other guys on pretty aggressive HRT doses, and even, and this speaks a lot, I think, to Synthogen, even guys using a lot of testosterone notice a difference, and sometimes a dramatic difference, in how fast they recover. So, you know, if it's doing that for guys that are on test and a good amount of it, imagine what it'll do for somebody that isn't.
We actually have a question by Brad Reggins and Ian Musgrove before the blueprint tip of the day. What? How do you want to handle this? Because we really have to take our last break right now. You want to?
Yeah, let's go to the tip of the day. We can do those questions next week.
Okay, let's do that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the blueprint tip of the day. And if we have any extra time, we'll answer another question. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And as always, Coach Rob gives the blueprint tip of the day at the end. Aw, this is about Noah, isn't it?
Yep. Sure is.
Let's do it.
Tip of the day is what a dog can teach you about life and training. So as many of you know, I lost my dog a week ago, one of them. Noah was 13, so he lived a good long life. But the sadness that we feel and the void that is left is palpable. You know, dogs age 7 years, right, for every human year? Or
yeah,
balance.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
So they're with us for at best just a short period of time. And you wonder why, but I think I know the reason. Dogs teach us life is short. They teach us to make every day count. And they ask nothing of us but our time, a little food, and, of course, love. You know, how many times do people get home and their dog rushes to the door to greet them? And the owner walks right past them. You know, too many. When you apply these kind of lessons to training, there are a few things that come to mind. Human beings may live a lot longer than dogs, but not a one of you listening, nor myself, knows how much time that we have. Not everyone is going to live to a ripe old age. You know, events in our own little community over the past month should really illustrate that fact. You know, what this means to me is that you give every gym visit 100% because it could be your last. You know, having an able body that's capable of great physical power and be able to do things on another level, that is a gift from God. Good health itself is a gift from God, and you will never know when that expires. You know, I'm still young enough to put up some impressive weights for me. All things are relative, but for me. You know, do that as long as you can because time and unforeseen circumstances dictate that that won't go on forever. So there's another side to this, though, that'll cause you to think hard about your next workout. What are you sacrificing for these gym visits? Time with your dog or your girlfriend or wife or other loved ones. You know, 9 out of 10 of us aren't training for a contest or not training for a trophy or monetary rewards. If you haven't spent some quality time with your dog in a while, it's time to stay home from at least one workout and spend time with your dog. You know, most people are chronically overtrained anyway. Taking your dog for a walk would be just what the doctor ordered. Well, it's great exercise. It gives you time together and time to clear your mind. I was Noah's special person. He never left my side, and if I went somewhere, usually he did too. He loved being brushed. He loved belly rubs. He loved salmon. He liked to eat my salmon skin after I ate, and I would take him to the park. He loved that, and he loved his peace and quiet. He also loved our other dog, Ginger, and they've been together since day one. So when we came home without Noah last Tuesday, you know, she was looking for him, and she's probably still looking for him. You know, we're doing what we can to give her extra attention, you know, taking her for walks in the park and treats, etc., but I can't bring back her Noah. You know, it's really difficult. When you walk a dog, it's a good time to think. And you can think about anything, but I would ask that you think about how you're spending your time. You know, are you spending 100% of your days focused on yourself, or are you focused on helping other people too? You know, if you're a big, strong guy, take 10 minutes to talk to a guy who's not a big, strong guy and try to teach him how to become one. You know, some of my best ideas, frankly, have come to me walking my dog. And consider this. It's one of the remaining solaces in life where we're not on our computer, we're not on the cell phone, iPhone, or whatever other gizmos or, you know, that you have. There's something to be said for that. A lot, I think. So his passing taught me that I need to treat every workout like my last, yeah, but more importantly, spend more time with the animals and the people that you love and your friends. You know, what are you doing to help them, even if it's just petting your dog or listening to a best friend? You know, if it's all about you, your balance is out of whack. It only takes a few minutes to tell a dog or a person that you love them or ask if you can help them, show them some affection and let them know that you care. You know, we talked today about depression. I guarantee you there's someone out there that's going through that god-awful thing that would really like to hear the phone ring, and you're on the other end asking if they're okay. Think about that.
And you don't have to do anything for them. Sometimes people are like, man, if I call, then I'm no. Sometimes someone just wants to know that there is someone else on this planet thinking about them.
Yeah. And, you know, thank God people did that for me. I try to do it if I see it, but, you know, just think about that. And maybe the next time you see someone who isn't looking so chipper, simply ask them how they feel. Anyway, if any of this, you know, moved you, especially pet owners, think about saving a dog from a local shelter. So many have been abandoned, abused, or they've gone hungry, and they're, you know, up here anyway. They're out in the cold, and they have nowhere to go. All they want is for love, food, and a little bit of your time. You know, and here's the best part about dogs. They will unconditionally love you, which is more than I can say for a lot of people. You know, open your hearts to one of those dogs today, and I guarantee your life will be better for it. But theirs as well. You know, I don't know if you talked about this on the show, but there was some study done years ago about how pet owners had, like, way less cortisol.
Yeah. Well, there's evidence that bringing pets to a senior facility and letting older people pet dogs and play with the dogs and the cats or whatever improves the quality of their perception of the quality of their life.
Absolutely. And it's because I think, like I said, dogs give unconditional love, and I don't know where else you find that today. I really don't, other than my current wife, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it doesn't exist. So I'm telling you, just things to think about.
Yeah.
That's all.
I would get a dog, and I've always had dogs, but I know the challenges it is to have a dog. I mean, it's a responsibility. It's like having children.
Yeah.
And my life just isn't there right now. I mean, there's nobody home all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to get a dog, but I just don't think it's the right thing to do for the dog, quite frankly.
Well, like you said, you know, that's a much better decision to make than to get one and neglect one.
Yeah, and have it stay home all day long.
Yeah. So,
waiting for me to come home. All right, look, great show. Any questions we missed this week, we'll add next week. And next week, I want you to put in there the difference between
testosterone therapy and effective testosterone therapy so that people can understand that just because your doctor is giving you testosterone may not be what you need.
Oh, yeah. I lived it.
I know. I know. All right, brother.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thanks, man. I love you, too.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. All right. So stay tuned. We're going to have two listeners. I promise you this is going to be interesting. And it will promote the first ever Superhuman Radio Challenge that everyone can participate in, and I want you to. Stay tuned. There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I had to pot that one down because that's a vulgar song. I don't know how that song got into my library, but I have to find it. Let me just write this down. So it's actually a mashup between Nirvana and White Trash Kids on Crank. And I got to get that out of the library.
Wow.
And how appropriate to start this segment after I just said, hey, guys, we can't curse during the show. This is a longtime listener and actually has become a friend of mine, Bobby Cooper II. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great, Carl.
And Derod McCall, who is a friend of Bobby's. And like we say, any friend of Bobby's is a friend of mine. How you doing, Derod?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's get this part out of the way up front because I want to focus on the important stuff here. There are actually books out there called Convict Conditioning and Jailhouse Strong. And one of the things that happens when a person finds themselves incarcerated, and those of you listening to the show, don't judge, because laws are created now where 7 out of 10 Americans will find themselves in jail at least one night in their life. Laws are created to broaden the net. People go to jail for stuff that really they shouldn't be going to jail for. So with that being said, you two guys met in jail, correct?
Correct. That's okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Now, Bobby, you have been a longtime physical culture lover. You're serious about your lifting. You challenge your body. You got big deadlift and big squat. And when you were getting ready to go in, you were really starting to prepare. But also, I think you were a little worried, like, man, I'm going to lose a lot of muscle and a lot of strength. Were you not?
I was more concerned because I've been on self-prescribed hormone replacement therapy for about the last 2 years.
Yes, and we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that. And obviously that's a real big problem. Yeah, that's a real big problem. Because that's not just a problem. But I want to say something to the audience. That's not a problem because, oh, I'm going to come out smaller and weaker, because you can put that right back on. But that's a psychological issue. When testosterone drops out, and especially at a critical time where you needed all the testosterone you could get your hands on, because you're in an environment that could become very aggressive very quickly. What people don't realize is that if you're on HRT and you get locked up because your ex-wife comes up with some Trump charges and throws you in jail, and you spend a month in jail and you're not getting, they don't care about your prescription for testosterone. You won't get any testosterone. You'll fall into a deep depression. You'll feel sick. You'll feel suicidal. You won't understand why. Because the withdrawal from testosterone is doing that, right? You agree with that?
I agree with that 100%. But I mean, a lot of it is, number one, understanding what's coming. You know, understanding when you're experiencing the symptoms. And that way you can mentally prepare for it. I mean, the one thing that made a difference for me was, I think I met Durod like in the first week or so. The biggest change for me is I normally eat probably about 4,000 calories a day, maybe mm-hmm. upwards of 5,000. Mm-hmm. I'm about 250 pounds, about 5'10". So I'm used to a pretty high caloric diet. And I think inside you might get maybe 2,000 calories a day. And you're talking about a whole lot of carbs, maybe, throughout, what'd you say, like maybe 50 grams of protein a day, if that?
Yeah. A good day. That's on a good day.
I mean,
so for like my first week inside, even before we started, you know, even thinking about training, you know, it was getting used to like not getting the calories I needed.
Now, for those of you who are listening that have a friend who has found themselves incarcerated, does it help to put money in their canteen account so that they can then fill in the calories?
For me, between you and my girl, Jay, and you coming out and helping me when I really didn't expect it. Yeah, I mean, 20, 30 bucks a week on canteen buys, you know, a little bit extra food, what they call swoles or ramen inside.
and, you know, a couple honey buns. You know, a honey bun is basically 500 calories. A swole is, you know, just top ramen, which might be like, what, 120, 150. The swole fills the emptiness in your stomach. The honey buns give you that, you know, calories in, calorie out. They give you that extra capacity to, like, burn the energy to train. For me, it just simply made up the deficit of what my body was used to.
Mm-hmm. Gerard, do you think...
You know, the big...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Gerard, do you think the quality of the calories make a difference? Because I see guys who spend time in jail and come out, and they are ripped, and they are muscular. Is there a secret? Is it the quality of the calories, or does that actually matter at the end of the day?
I don't think it matters at the end of the day. I just know that once you start consuming what your body needs, even if you don't have the complete amount that you normally get on a regular basis, your body still will respond to that. Mm-hmm. And if you are the type of person that pretty much working out and used to getting these calories, and all of a sudden you're going to get as many no more, if you continue doing that same routine or whatever routine that you were doing prior to being incarcerated, your body still will remember and it will respond.
Okay.
And something I want to point out is Durod. How tall are you, Durod?
I'm about 5'6"
In Timberland.
I keep
my right?
ass in there. Yeah.
Durod looks like a small black Greek god. Literally chiseled. chiseled.
Yeah,
we're talking
really?
About vascularity from the top of his fucking neck through his arms, even into his quads. And this was while he was incarcerated. I was like, what? Well, I can't say that because we're a family radio show.
Yeah, you already dropped the F-bomb, but I'll get that one out. I'm writing down the time right now. But go ahead.
Yeah, Durock spent a bit more time incarcerated than I have.
Right.
And he was kind of the one that got me on the whole push-up thing. Because he would train every morning when they opened up the little recreational area. In jail, there are no weights. In prison, they have weights and programs and things to be occupied. In the local county jail where we were incarcerated, there were no weights. Training was actually forbidden. No push-ups, no bodyweight squats, no rows, no nothing.
Wait. It's forbidden.
Forbidden.
Are they stupid? Don't they realize that if men train, that they'll be a much more... docile group of men?
I don't really think they care, but that is true. I mean, it will kind of like de-stress you a little, and yeah, should they go past, but they really don't want you to work out or exercise.
That is, you know what? That is a prescription to create conflict in jail. If a guy is training, he's expending extra energy. He's balancing his frustration. And so he's not going to go out and look for a fight later on in the day. If a guy is not training, he's got all this pent-up energy and all this pent-up anger, and he's going to look for a fight. That has to be the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life.
But wait, there's more. before Durod and I were actually incarcerated, he said, what was it? Was it 23-hour lockdown, or was it 23 or 22, Durod?
It was 23.
23-hour mandatory lockdown.
Now, what is the purpose of that, Bobby? What is the purpose of that?
Well, what it essentially is mandatory nap time all day with only 1 hour out of the day out of your bunks. So it forces you to stay in one position the entire time. The excuse they give is that they're shorthanded, but there's always correctional officers in the jail, so I don't understand how shorthanded they could be. I don't know what the issue was. One of the things that did make a difference about being inside, outside of training, was the amount of sleep you got. How many hours of sleep do you think you got over the course of a day while you're inside?
Oh, my God, at least 14, 15 hours easy. And that actually promotes your body growth. Sleep is very important to exercising.
Yes. And now, I want to balance that statement. If you're not doing any exercise and all you're doing is sleeping, you're going to end up becoming type 2 diabetic, which means that they're actually giving people in jail disease. I just want to say that. But if you're training and if you don't have a lot to do because you're incarcerated, if all you're doing is training, eating, and sleeping, you're absolutely right, Durant. It's going to promote much better anabolism. There's no doubt about it. All right, so Bobby, did you do push-ups back in the, I mean, was push-ups part of your regimen? I know you did a lot of heavy lifting, but did you do push-ups?
If it involves a barbell, I love it. Bodyweight exercise, I despise, specifically because of my time in the Air Force. I hate push-ups with a passion. Okay. And I'm not going to put the F-bomb in there, but you can hear it implied.
Right.
I despise push-ups. Do-Rod got me involved because, you know, besides push-ups and squats, there's not a whole lot you can do, and reverse dips. And with me, I take anything I do to the extremes if I want to do it. Do-Rod had gotten up to, like, what, 1,000 push-ups a day at one point in time?
Yes, easy.
Okay, so wait a second. So Do-Rod, in order to get to 1,000 push-ups a day, first of all, how many reps were you doing in per set?
It really depends on what schedule you put yourself on. I don't really I place anything on the clock. Using maybe an hour interval or to 2 hours, and I just go for it. And I just see how many I can do and how strong and how fast I can do it. And every time I go up higher and higher and higher the number, then I'm realizing, I say, oh, I just did 10 more. Oh, I just did 20 more. Oh, I just did 30 more. The next thing you know, I'm doing like 1,000 in like 30 minutes.
Because so you're doing this at the top of every hour. You're doing a batch of push-ups at the top of every hour. At the end of the day, you've accumulated 1,000 push-ups.
Yes, easy. But what I did, go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, easily. Like, do I was doing the push-ups, I was doing the pencil and paper and the logging. And what I would do is challenge us to do like 15 push-ups every 15 minutes, 20 push-ups every half an hour, 25 push-ups every half an hour. And when you calculate that over the course of, like, say, a 16 or 18-hour day, you know, when you're awake, hitting 800 to 1,000 is pretty freaking easy. I mean, I understand in the real world, you know, schedule-wise, it's not easy to do. But when you're time away from work, you know, before you go upstairs, do 20 push-ups. When you come downstairs, do 20 push-ups. Before you watch that program on TV, do 20 push-ups.
Do 20 push-ups in the commercial breaks if you're watching a TV show. That's a really easy thing to do, you know?
Yeah. And what you find is you get stronger. 20 push-ups becomes nothing. I hate push-ups, and I'm not a push-up type of guy at all. But by the time I got, you know, released inside of 60 days, I was doing clips of 40 to 50 push-ups like it was nothing. And Do-Rod and I would go back and forth because, to me, being, you know, military and barbell trained, I like full extensions. Do-Rod does what I call little half-f***ing push-ups. Pardon my French. You're going to have to bleep that out.
Yeah, I will. I'm writing it down. Go ahead. Yeah. No, but that's okay.
That push-up works, too. It does work.
No, so I know what Do-Rod is doing. So, when Bobby told me about this, I was in Michigan with Elisa on vacation. And so I thought, this is brilliant. Like, you can do push-ups anywhere. There's really no excuse. Even a dirty floor, if you don't mind the dirty floor and you wash your hands, like, you can drop and do 20 push-ups, and you can bust them out in less than a minute. And that's
okay.
And you're already moving back on into your day. And I started to do it, and I was messaging with Bobby, and I said, I've been doing this for 3 days, and my shoulders and my chest are thicker. Like, I could tell immediately. And I thought to myself, what if people started to start where they can? If you can only do 10 push-ups, did 10 push-ups at the top of every hour, that'd be 120 push-ups at the end of a 12-hour, you know, if you're out and about 12 hours a day. That's 120 push-ups. Bam. That's 120 push-ups more than you're doing right now. And that would have an amazing impact on your strength and your physique. So I started doing them in batches of 20. And by the time I left Michigan, I was doing 30, and it had the same level of perceived exertion as I did when I was just doing 20 in just a few days. And I thought, man, I don't think I've ever done 50 push-ups in a row. I just don't think I have. Because I'm like you, Bobby. I don't like the push-up. I feel like as though there are better things I could be doing, but not according to Charles. Coach Charles Stanley came on the show the other day, and he said the push-up is far superior to the bench press. The problem is people don't understand that you need to load the push-up, wear a weighted vest or something like that. But he said it's far superior to the bench press. But, I mean, imagine if you're somebody who's listening to the show right now and you got a five-day-a-week routine, and out of that routine, 3 days a week, you end up doing 100 push-ups a day. That's 300 push-ups by the end of the week. Watch what happens to your triceps, your shoulders, your pecs. But more importantly, watch what happens to your lifts in the gym. I mean,
you really eventually become stronger.
What's that?
You will eventually become stronger.
Oh, you will become stronger. Your muscles will grow. And look, it's like, you, what does it take? I'm going to do push-ups during this next commercial break. I've been doing that. I love it. I want everybody in this audience to give this a try. We're calling this the Drop and Give Me 20 Challenge in the honor of Bobby Cooper and Durad McCall. I want everybody that's listening to the show, don't start making excuses in your head. Well, the floor at work is dirty. Don't be a puss, okay? Wash your hands or bring a pair of gloves. Do what you got to do. But every time you find yourself with an opportunity of dead time, just drop and do 20 push-ups. And let's just see how many you do by the time you get home. Who knows? Maybe you'll surprise yourself and find out, oh, my God, I did 300 push-ups today. And watch what happens to your physique over the upcoming weeks. I promise you, you will thank these two guys for bringing this topic to the forefront. I have changed. My shoulders have changed because of push-ups. And that's the only thing I can say, because that's the only thing I've changed about my training, is I started doing push-ups here and there whenever I could. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Ever
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Give it to me, baby. Give me them push-ups. So I did 70 because I had to do some other things in between. I did 30, 20, and 20. And I could have done more if I didn't have to sit down and cue up music and all that sort of stuff. So there, like that was, I probably could have, the truth of the matter is if all I focused on during that break was commercials, I mean, during the commercials was push-ups, I could easily do 100 push-ups. Now think about that. And so, yeah, I mean, what's that?
You're also the same guy that would stand there and do deadlifts for 20 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Yes, and my back is telling me I'm an ass right now for that. But yeah, I know. But you know what? Look, there's a lot of people in this audience, you included, I'm sure Durad. We love the way we feel when we are doing these kind of things. Like, I literally feel better sitting down after doing those push-ups than I did when I went to do them.
Yes.
Not everybody is like that. Go ahead, Durant.
Well, I was saying, it's a great feeling. It makes you feel better. Kind of want to give you that extra little bump in life, you know? It's a good feeling.
And here's another reason why men who are incarcerated and women who are incarcerated should be doing this. For what you just said, look, bad things happen to good people every single day. People are incarcerated for administrative reasons, not for criminal activity. It's miserable. Well, I mean, why not give these people something that makes them feel good? Why not just make it allowable for them to train, but actually bring some personal trainers into the facility and say, hey, come on, get up. We're going to move today. I mean, you know, this is where the penal system loses me. And I've had enough contact with the penal system to not like it. I've said this on the show before. Laws, they change. Morality changes. What's allowable today can change tomorrow. So this whole idea of, oh, well, if a judge ordered it, it must be the right thing to do. Judges used to order slaves to go back to their slave owners. We all know that was wrong, but it was protected under the law. So don't be fooled into thinking that because the law punishes somebody that they really needed to be punished for something. And with that being said, why not help these people while they're in there? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Because it's about punishment, not rehabilitation. I mean, if it was about getting people out of the cycle of crime, they would let them train and also get degrees and also learn a trade. They're not interested in that. They're interested in just simply taking time in your life away from you. And I'm not going to get in this whole, you know, thing about, you know, the things that are wrong with our system and our culture today, because that's not what this is about. It's about training. It's about feeling good. It's about being better than if you hadn't done anything at all. And I think that's a real big takeaway. If you get up off your ass and do 20 push-ups, you not only feel better, you also look better. You're like, oh, my chest's a little bit more pumped. My arms are bigger.
Yeah.
And it motivates you to do more. And honestly, it also actually makes you eat a little bit better, because the last thing you want to do is crap on the progress that you've made, even if it's only one day, even if it's only 100 push-ups, even if it's only 200 push-ups.
Right.
It'll make you psychologically start to do better. It starts that wheel rolling.
Yeah, because good begets more good. You're right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, so since Durad is really the expert here and you have become his disciple, and 800 push-ups a day is no small feat, day in and day out. Oh, wait. Before I ask Durad about
some tips and things. Tell me, Bobby, when you got out, you told me that you were leaner and more muscular than you went in. Isn't that true?
Oh, definitely. I look like a whole different person.
Man, you know,
better had a little bit of, you know, abdominals coming in, which I've never had my entire life. You know, arms are bigger, shoulders are bigger. I mean, I felt like my back was bigger, but I obviously can't see that part of me. And I just felt better. I felt better to be free, but I felt better physically. You know, it's actually kind of a nice break to detox from the regular foods that you get in your, you know, course of an American diet.
Did Joanne say anything when she saw you? Did she say, oh, my God, you look different?
She said a lot of things, but I tried to keep her mouth full for the most part.
No, really, did she say anything? Did she notice it? Did she say anything?
Did you say anything, Jay? Yeah, she's nodding her head, yes.
Yeah, okay. Durod, can you give people some tips? So somebody's sitting here going, okay, I'm going to take the Supreme Radio Challenge. I'm going to start doing push-ups every single day. I'm going to start out where I can and add from there. Can you give people any tips?
I would think the best tip is to develop that I can do it attitude and just drop and do it. There's really no big secret to it. If you can actually just sit there and have 10 to 15 to 20 minutes time out of your day and just simply do it. And it becomes like second nature. It becomes like riding a bicycle. Eventually your body will develop from it. And you will appreciate yourself as you're doing it as well. You'll be like, oh, wow, look what I can do now. And it will gradually increase over a period of time.
For those of you listening to the show who have bad back problems, I'm going to tell you something that I just discovered. So Dr. Stuart McGill came on this show and said that people who have lumbar problems should do planking. Well, guess what you're doing when you're doing push-ups? You're doing planking. My back felt better when I started doing push-ups because it actually strengthens those core muscles that stabilize the lumbar spine. If you're doing it right, if you're not sagging in the middle of your body, if you're literally holding your butt up a little bit, maybe your butt is even a little higher than your back. If you're locking up like that and you're doing them right, your chest is touching the ground, not your belly or your private parts, then you're doing them right. And that's really good for your back. That will help your back feel better. I just found that out, Bobby, by accident. It was like, man, my back feels better since I started doing push-ups.
I mean, for me, everything feels better. And I mean, one of the best things you can do to keep you honest with any training program, not just the drop and give me 20, is find a partner to do it with you. It doesn't matter if it's.
Yeah, have somebody, someone become a partner.
I completely agree with that because it does motivate you a lot more. If you know that you have someone that's right there with you, it's kind of like a challenge. You know, men somehow challenge each other on the regular. So if you have somebody there with you, it's kind of like motivate you, your turn, okay, all right, your turn. So it really works well for you and you both into motivation.
Did you push each other or did you have to push Bobby since you were pretty much adapted to this already? Hey, Bobby, your phone is breaking up real bad. I'm going to go to break right now, and we're going to get you back on. I'm going to hang up and get you back on the line because your phone's breaking up really bad. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen in at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen in today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
So I'm at 110 now across 2 commercial breaks. I only got 60 that time. I literally just finished. But you know what? If I did that every break, this 7 breaks in a show. If I only did 40, you know, I mean, they add up so fast and they make such a big difference. I'm going to create a meme after this show. I don't know. I'm old. When I was a kid, I would have called it a meme. I'm going to make a meme today. I am about this challenge. I think this is so important. To elevate, you know, people are always going, oh, I want to take it to the next level. Well, here's an easy way. And a meaningful way to take it to the next level. And there's nothing, there's no obstacle except a small, maybe 6 foot space that you just need to drop down and do 20 pushups. That's it.
And I mean, for those of us that psychologically get off on big numbers, like for me, having a big deadlift, a big squat, and I've always had a decent bench, the big numbers is what matters to me. Are you going to walk up to another guy in the gym and say, hey, have you done your 1,000 pushups today? Have you done 400 pushups today? Yeah, I do 400, 300, 400 pushups every day. That's cool.
Could you imagine? That's so heady, isn't it, Bobby? To like, wow, really? I mean, that's a significant thing to say.
Yes, it is. We don't really take much.
So Durod, did you push Bobby? Did you, or was he a willing participant? He was dropping and challenging you.
Oh, Bobby's never a willing participant. So it's kind of like I had to say, okay, let's do it, you know. But I'm laughing because I'm thinking in my head, it's his willingness. Bobby's never a willing participant, but he did it.
Right.
So because of that, it worked. I mean, it make you do well in doing it, and make you feel better. But it was fun. I think it's more or less was fun.
So, do you remember? I don't know if you remember the interview I did probably about 6 years ago with the guy from Calisthenics Kings in Brooklyn. Do you know who they are, Bobby?
No.
There's a guy out in Brooklyn that he has a website called Calisthenics Kings. It's him and another guy, and they go to the park and they do stuff on the monkey bars and they push ups and pull ups and all that sort of stuff. And I never paid a lot of attention to that.
The bar stars over in the UK or something.
Yeah, the bar stars came after. So the bar Calisthenic Kings came out first, and he was actually on my show. He wrote a book, and then the bar stars kind of came out, and so everybody's kind of ripping him off. But back in the day when I did that show, I was like, yeah, for other people, but not for me, because I'm about lifting heavy weight. I'm not about, you know, playing on the monkey bars. But the reality is that this is a lot more challenging than people give it credit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is.
And the thing is, I mean, Durod is right. I've never been a willing participant, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. We started doing variations on everything. So it wasn't enough to just be doing push-ups. We'd be doing inverted push-ups. We'd start suspending things, you know, between bunks, like tying a sheet between the bunks and putting your feet in it to get your feet higher than your head.
Oh, yeah.
And we started doing push-ups in between two open drawers and almost killing people. We don't know anything about that, do we, Durod?
Yeah.
So here's my question, and I'm going to ask Bobby this question first, and then I'm going to have Durod answer it, too. Like right now, when I'm dropping in the hall, I can't do the push-ups in my studio because it's kind of cramped. So I'm going out in the hall and I'm doing push-ups. And my good friend Brian Tyler, who has the office across the way, sees me and he's like, "What are you doing out in the hall?" And so, what happens when you? And this isn't just incarceration, but this is family too, right? When you just drop and start doing push-ups and everybody's like, "What are you doing, man? What are you doing? How do you handle that?"
I love it. I love it.
Okay, I know you.
If you go through my Facebook, you'll see like pictures of chalk and plates and barbells and loaded barbells in my living room, like in front of the fireplace. Because you just simply start doing that stuff in front of your kids and your wife and whatever, they'll start picking up weights and imitating you. They'll be like, "Well, Daddy does it. Let me see what I can do." And it pushes them and it drives them. And the best way you can teach your children is by example, because whatever they see is what they repeat, good, bad, or otherwise. And I mean, the same thing with people that see you. Like, I'm real big. When I go to a place, a new job, because I've been contracting, I take new jobs every 6 or 9 months, whatever, I train wherever I go, whether they have facilities there or not. And I always drag people that I work with to train with me, because it keeps both of us honest and better. Same thing with Durod. He started. He'd already been training, was excellent shape. But once we got training, I would get him up. He would get me up. We go get the guys across the bay up from us. And we had a crew that would train every single morning. And we all pushed each other. And even when new guys would come into the facility, they would be timid about, you know, a bunch of sweaty guys outside grunting and doing all this other stuff. We would encourage them, you know, because not every guy has balls, just to be honest with you.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be another guy with balls to take the first step.
And you know what's interesting about that? One of the oldest shows I did was on how grunting increases strength by close to 5%. There's actually a really well done study that looks at this, and it's called vocal disinhibition. Grunting is called vocal disinhibition because what they discovered were that people who were willing to grunt, to muscle it out in a movement, were less shy about displaying strength, because most people are afraid or feel uncomfortable displaying strength because they feel they're going to make someone else feel uncomfortable by their lack of strength. And quite frankly, this is the phenomenon that Planet Fitness is built on. I mean, think about it. This study was so accurate, calling grunting vocal disinhibition. In other words, you have to be disinhibited. And Bobby, you're probably one of the most disinhibited human beings I've met. You can relate to this. But you have to actually be uninhibited to execute strength, to actually pull strength. And that is why Planet Fitness does so well, because 99% of the population is inhibited. They don't want, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable seeing somebody so strong.
Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to that. A lot of people don't even physically or emotionally want to intrude on other people's, you know, safety places or safe places.
Uh-huh.
Not only with like sound and accents or the things that we say when we may be in the presence of other people, but even when it comes to the safety of others, you don't want to interfere because you don't know the full story of what's going on. You're driving down the highway, you see a guy beat the shit out of his wife in a car parked on the side of the road. I don't want to stop and get involved. I might get sued or, you know, whatever, whatever. People don't feel empowered today. And it's a lack of power that's, you know, one of the problems with our society today. Being physically strong will give you confidence, among other things.
Have either of you ever seen the movie Tom Horn with Steve McQueen?
No,
I've seen that one.
Tom Horn was the last of the real Indian fighters. Now, I don't want to get into the whole Native American, we robbed their country, but this is just historic perspective. And as we became, quote unquote, more civilized, the people who braved the tough stuff and risked their lives became uncomfortable for us to even be around, because we knew that they were so much stronger than us. We knew that they were so much more aggressive than us. We knew this, even if they weren't threatening about it. Tom Horn was the last Indian fighter, and after he did everything that the powers that be wanted him to do, they killed him, because they were like, okay, there, you cleaned all our mess up, but you're a little too strong for us, so we got to get rid of you too now. But I mean, that's what it really speaks to. It's actually part of the human condition, I think.
And that's one of the tragic things about the soldiers that go off in Afghanistan and Desert Storm and whatnot and fight for our country. They come back and they're different people because they had to become something different to survive over there. And when they come over here back to quote unquote civilization, they don't fit well. They don't work well. They don't function because they're not acclimated to being in a normal life, because their normal has been redefined.
Right.
And we don't treat them and take care of them and respect them the way that we should. When they gave everything for us.
Did you experience that when you came back?
I experienced a lot of things. I mean, I'm not really going to get into all that.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about nutrition, because something really stands out to me. Guys that are incarcerated clearly don't have access to Quest bars and Thrive Protein and Mass Pro Synthogen supplements, but yet they seem to get strong and ripped. Good, I'm sorry?
Yes, I was saying yes, they do. They get stronger, they get ripped, and all it really takes is protein.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this from the perspective of the minimalist approach to the diet required to build muscle and strength. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge?
to always function at the highest possible level. That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
So I only added 30 more push-ups during that 20 and 10 because I had other things to do. So I guess right now I'm at 140. But I mean, if I did 140 an hour, and I did that 8 hours a day, there's my 800 push-ups. You know, when I do the meme,
That's 1,000. That's not 800. That's 1,000.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm rounding down, actually. excuse me. I'm trying to be conservative. But it's a lot easier than people think. Okay, so nutrition. Bobby, you understand nutrition for bodybuilding and powerlifting. And we have all these edicts. Oh, a gram of protein per pound of body weight. You know, eat 5 times a day. All this other stuff. And then, all of a sudden, you're restricted. How much of it is true, what we understand about sports nutrition, and how much of it really doesn't matter at the end of the day from your results?
What I'm going to say is, there's, when you look at scientific studies, are you talking about a trained athlete or an untrained person? Those are two very different categories.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other perspective is, when it comes to nutrition, is it going to give you a 1% benefit or a 2% benefit or a 5% benefit? My takeaway from the time inside for me was, it's all about stimulus. Stimulus. If you don't have that stimulation to start with, your body's not going to grow. Definitely not going to grow in the way you want it to. And then something that Jay just brought up with me was, when you have a good foundation of muscle to start with, your body is more efficient with protein, so you need less of it.
Hmm.
And you're also not going to make the same gains as when you're untrained and you first start out. For me, 300 grams of protein is overrated. 400 grams of protein is overrated. I mean, I was making awesome gains with about 100 a day. And for what Durod and I did, we saved peanut butter. It wasn't a whole lot. It was probably like, what, maybe half a cup of peanut butter, Durod?
Exactly. It's not even that much.
Yeah, we had a big session for us, you know, an hour working out straight. At the end of the session, we went back for, like, you know, water or what they called milk in there and peanut butter. Right. And peanut butter was life. The one part was the protein, but the part was the fat. The fat is what made you satiated, made you feel full.
Right.
You know, of course, the protein. What we do for nutrition right now, I mean, I understand you're a big proponent of Thrive. That's kind of like your thing. I just eat whole foods now.
Yeah.
That's my big thing.
Yeah.
you recently turned me on to olives. So, you know, Gene's over here eating green olives, and we put black olives in pretty much everything we
can. I love them. And I love Spanish olives. The black Spanish olives have a buttery taste. I love those, too. Man, olives are fantastic. So, okay, so in summary, what we want people to do is step up their game by doing push-ups throughout the day as the time becomes available. Whenever you find yourself just sitting, drop. And if you can only do 10 push-ups, do 10. And then tally that.
Hell yeah.
By the end of the day, see where you end up and use the same approaches we use in progressive resistance training. Make your goal to do more and more every single day. Set a goal. Say, I want to be at 400 push-ups a day. You may get there a lot faster than you think. I got news for you. Really fast. If you really if you're really going to do this.
If doing 10 push-ups stresses you and makes you sweat, do 10 push-ups. Do it 4 times a day. Do it 5 times a day.
Right.
You'll get to the end of the week, you'll be doing it 7 or 8 times a day. Just 10 push-ups. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to kill you. Just do what you can do, but keep doing it throughout the day when you have time. That volume, that time under tension will give you progress.
And you will
really be amazed what your body have done from just doing that small amount.
That's what I was just going to say.
Because it really hasn't done too much.
I mean, the changes in my shoulders, even my biceps. Bobby, do you notice that? Your biceps from being static to hold the elbow firm, your biceps even get activated if you're doing enough push-ups.
Yeah, your stabilizers, your back, your shoulders. Yeah, everything. It's a complete upper body workout, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love it. I you know what? You turned me on to this, and you changed. This was a game changer for me. This really was. I want to thank you and Durod for sharing this with the audience, because those of you who understand that in the simplicity of this are potentially your greatest gains. I'm saying that for a reason. I'm not trying to exaggerate. If you get to the point wherever you're starting right now, if you get to the point where you're doing 400, 500, 600 push-ups a day, and you're doing that day in and day out, week in and week out, you will want to, you're going to say, where can I send money for this strategy? Because I feel like I owe somebody something because this works so well. And I will never not do push-ups anymore. And I hated push-ups, Bobby. I was like you. What a waste of time, man. Let me go in there and pull 700 pounds off the ground. That's really working. No, this is because you know why? Holding your body rigid requires a lot more collateral nerve impulses than laying on a bench and pushing a bar off your chest.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. So, Durod, are you planning on, so what, are you like a personal trainer or something like that?
No, I'm actually not. I'm certified, but I never really train. I just really pretty much just work on myself, work on my body, and people see me. I used to go to the gym and just do the same thing that I've learned how to do over the years, and that people and trainers will normally come and watch me and say, well, how do you get like that? Or what supplement did you take? I'm like, I don't take anything. I've never taken anything before in my life. I've just gotten bigger, and I cut up along the way just by doing calisthenics.
So, and how much protein a day do you get now, Durod?
I would say about 40 to 50 grams.
That's it.
That's a regime that I try to do for myself every single day. It's about 40, 50 grams. That's, you don't really need much.
Right. How about you, Bobby? Has your consumption of protein changed at all?
It had to. I probably still get probably 150 grams of protein a day consistently.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to understand this. But we may not need the protein that we think we do.
During the break, I was talking to Jay, and she sparked my memory of, in your town, you have a guy, a bodybuilder named what, Peter Cottrell?
Yeah. Oh, no, Porter Cottrell, right. Yeah.
Porter Cottrell.
Yeah.
Porter Cottrell has a beautiful physique just for starters. And when he quit bodybuilding, he started eating significantly less protein. He was easily like, what, 220 pounds, something like that?
Yeah, he's about 190 right now, and he looks amazing.
And he eats less than 20 grams of protein a day, right?
He actually has a food prep service. He eats about his weight or just under his weight in protein. I think he probably ate, maybe he gets 130, 140 grams of protein a day. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's definitely under the 1 pound, 1 gram per pound of body weight. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, what we know as protein, the body does not make protein. So because of that, the grams that you do consume, whether it's a 40 gram or a 50 or a 100, if you put enough of it in your body on a day-to-day basis and then started attacking your workout after that week, you really got enough in your body in order to go ahead and continue with me to do and concern of a working out. I don't think it really takes, that's just, of course, my opinion. I'm not really, you know, it's just my opinion. You don't really need that amount of protein on a daily basis because it's hard to pull it back out of your body unless you're actually working it off.
Right, right. Interesting.
Well, so you're saying 400 grams of protein to grow?
Repeat that?
So you're saying you don't need 400 grams of protein to grow?
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I know you don't. I know you don't. You know what? I get 200 grams of protein a day across two meals. I just eat two meals a day, other than my pre-workout drink. I eat two meals a day, and that's it. And some days I only get one meal in, so I only get 100 grams that day. But I'm still making progress. So, hey, guys.
Bobby, when you both was incarcerated for that period of time, if we just, in the way we ate in there, maybe like a little bit here, a little bit there, like four times a day as well as the protein that we were getting, you're getting your growth from there. From, you see yeah. a growth increase from just that small amount.
Right. Right.
I know guys here, they eat a lot more, and I really don't think it's needed.
So you train, you eat, and you sleep. It's actually bodybuilder's paradise.
Exactly.
We've come to the end of the hour. It went very, very fast. I want to thank you both for your honesty, but also sharing this. And I'm going to make a meme. I'm going to make something to get this challenge going. I want people to do this. This is going to change a lot of people's physiques, the way they feel about themselves, everything. And it's brilliant. Thank you, Bobby, for sharing this. And thank you, Durad. Okay.
You're
all right, so that's it. And I want to thank Coach Rob Regish for the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And we are off. We'll see you tomorrow.